In his book, How to Solve Our Human Problems, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche gives a most beautiful description of the mind of patience. He says, "Patience is a mind that is able to accept fully and happily whatever occurs. It is much more than just gritting our teeth and putting up with things. Being patient means to welcome wholeheartedly whatever arises, having given up the idea that things should be other than what they are. It is always possible to be patient. There is no situation so bad that it cannot be accepted patiently with an open, accommodating, and peaceful heart." When we first hear these words, we may be inspired by them, but we may feel that this extraordinary state of being is beyond us. We may question if it's possible at all for anyone. Is it really possible to accept fully and happily whatever occurs? Is it really possible to welcome wholeheartedly whatever arises, having given up the idea that things should be other than what they are? Because if we could do that, we would become completely fearless. There is nothing that life could throw at us that we wouldn't take in our stride. And as our faith increases, and as we learn more of Buddha's teachings, we start to realize that it is indeed possible, that there are many people who have achieved this extraordinary state, and foremost amongst them, of course, is Buddha. So that whenever we find ourselves in a difficult situation, we can ask of ourselves, how would Buddha be? Would Buddha be upset and angry? Would Buddha be wanting to retaliate and unable to accept the situation? And of course, that's not the case. And so it is possible to be patient, truly patient, not patient as a behavior or as a set of words, not patience in the sense of smiling through gritted teeth, but genuinely from our heart, comfortable, an open, accommodating, peaceful heart. The more we realize that that's possible, the more we will aspire to having those extraordinary qualities. So how will we get them? And of course, there are many, many different meditations that we can do. Within the Kadampa Buddhist tradition, our heart practice is called Heart Jewel, and it includes the Guru Yoga of Jetsun Karpa and the sadhana of the Dharma protector, Dorje Shugden. Independence upon our relationship with the Dharma protector, Dorje Shugden, we will develop the ability to be patient in all situations. We will learn to be able to welcome wholeheartedly whatever arises. The more we deepen our relationship with the Dharma protector, the more confident we become that the situation we find ourselves in, that ordinarily or previously we would have been fighting against, struggling with, resisting, actually has tremendous benefit. As Venerable Geshe says in Heart Jewel, the commentary to the Heart Jewel practice, we should understand that the principal function of a Dharma protector is to protect our Dharma practice, not to help our mundane affairs. Bearing this in mind, we should not become discouraged if we do not suddenly become very wealthy, for wealth does not necessarily help spiritual practice and can be a great distraction. If we rely sincerely upon Dorje Shugden, he will arrange the conditions that are most conducive for our Dharma practice. But these will not necessarily be the ones that we ourselves would have chosen. Dorje Shugden will bless our minds to help us transform difficult situations into the spiritual path. and he will open the wisdom eyes of his faithful followers, enabling them always to make the right decisions. Although physically they may find themselves alone, inwardly those who put their trust in him will never be apart from a powerful ally and a wise and compassionate guide. As our faith in the Protector deepens, we will know whatever conditions we find ourselves in are the most conducive for our spiritual practice. Perhaps they will be conditions that allow us to purify. Perhaps they will be conditions that help us develop our humility. Perhaps there will be conditions that help us develop our generosity. Perhaps there will be situations that help us feel closer to others, understanding their pain. They may not be the situations we would have wanted, we would have chosen, but they may be the very situations we need. And if we have that confidence, we stop fighting. We stop being in a state of paralysis, thinking it should not be like this, unable to accept the situation as it is. But instead, we find a way to welcome it. And we turn to our Protector and we say, bless my mind to make use of this situation. Bless my mind to know how to turn this into something precious, how to make it like manure that's used for growing beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Bless my mind, and he will. Independence upon our relationship with the Dharma Protector, Dorje Shugden, his faithful followers, will be able to reach a state unparalleled in ordinary life, a state where we are truly fearless, where we can accept wholeheartedly, welcome every situation.